Graham, it's a hard end point, but is it frustrating that you've not come away with all three?
It is, yeah, because I think over the 90 minutes, a point is fair. But I think the first half, the way we played and the chances we created, you know, we could have been two or three up at half time, and then you're in an even better position. But you know, just the way we played in the first half was superb, and we just needed to maybe get another one to give us that cushion, because you know you're going to get pressure in the second half when you're away from home, and that was the case. And unfortunately, we just lost concentration on the goal, and it's cost us a couple of points.
You alluded there to a couple of chances he had to extend the lead, particularly obviously Anthony Sarcevic with that one-on-one there, was agonisingly close, and those are the fine margins in the game, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's that's football, and at the moment, you know, a lot of our general play is excellent. The defending, you know, discipline of the team is excellent, and it's just score more goals in the opposition at the moment. That's what we've just got to improve on there. But you know, first half, I was so pleased with the team. I thought, like I said, I thought we dominated the attacking play and should have been two or three up. And it's come back to haunt us.
You expected Coventry to come out of the blocks in the second half, though they probably had a bit of a tongue lashing from the manager, and they've come out. But you seem to have ridden that storm out really well.
Yeah, that's it. It's you know, like we say, I think they had pressure, but I can't remember many clear-cut chances. Obviously, we didn't have many in the second half as well, but you know, they put us under pressure. But like you say, I thought we defended exceptionally well. But you know, we had to defend numerous balls into our box towards, you know, Medine, and he's got his head on one and knocked it back across the goal, and it's been nicked in. So unfortunate for the players. You know, they're obviously unhappy about, you know, they're coming away with a point, but you know, it is a good point in the whole scheme of things. But we know if we can extend these performances from 45 minutes to 70 minutes to 90 minutes, then we're going to win the games that we deserve to win. And but you know, we'll take the bones out of it over the course of the weekend and prepare the lads ready for Boxing Day.
Played another massive club, got a point, and almost a tinge of disappointment about it. It's ironic, really, isn't it?
There's more than a tinge of disappointment, honestly. You go and change them, it's like we've been beat. You know, the lads are, you know, they you can see the effort and the discipline and the determination to play well, and they did that. But we're just not getting, I don't think, the rewards of our play. And but we can't moan about it. We have to keep working. We have to keep improving. And when we do evolve this team into an established League One team, we'll be taking advantage of our good play and winning games.
How close are you with the injuries? Thinking about Stephen Craney in particular, to coming back into contention.
Well, we're hoping to have Stevie Craney and Nathan Pond back in training this week when we go back up north. So that'll be a bonus for the squad, you know, to have that extra strength in depth. And I think that's probably it, to be honest. Most of the lads had come back. It's obviously just a long-term jammer and baller.
Yeah, we're just looking at the bench with quite a few attacking options on there, with Hitchcock and Dobby and Horton, and you, maybe just a touch light on defenders.
Well, you know, it goes in fits and starts with the squad at the moment. You know, we've had injuries all over, so you know, that's the case. I think the team we're putting out at the moment is very competitive and playing really good football, and players are having to work hard to stay in the team and work hard to try and get in the team, and that's what we're trying to do. And the more competition for the place is better, but you know, without getting into numbers where, you know, it's not really competitive. But I think if we get those couple of lads back, I think we're in a strong position to go into Christmas.